Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sword and Shield Show. I'm Catherine Resendez. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, I needed to cancel the regular show earlier tonight, but I wanted to make a short announcement. For just a few minutes, I want to invite anyone who would like to listen in to the reading of the gospel message tonight, which will be in the book of Titus. Titus chapter 2. Focusing on verses 11 to 14. And I'd like to say that the Lord in the Bible, which I believe is the Word of God, without error, the Lord tells us that we are responsible. He will hold us responsible for how we raise our children and our grandchildren, for what we teach them. And He tells us basically, in generalities, of course, how to live. He gave us the Bible as a guide for life here on earth. And I would like to read something from one of my favorite Bible teachers, a pastor, Pastor Charles Stanley. But first, I want to quote one of my favorite scriptures. This one I normally use to open the show. And it's from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 16. It talks about the grace and mercy of God, the throne of grace. And the Lord tells us in Hebrews 4:16, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And Jesus tells us that we can come to Him when we need grace and mercy. Because Jesus Himself experienced all the feelings, all the emotions, all the temptations that we experience now. Only He did not sin. He didn't give in to the temptations. So He can sympathize with us. He can empathize with us. He knows exactly what we're going through, and He told us that we're going to have trials and tribulations, problems, suffering in this life, but that we are to look to the future. He gives us the hope of eternal life with Him in heaven, where there will be no more crying, no more tears, no more suffering. The Bible teaches that all of those things that we are suffering now, all of the pain and suffering that we experience, all of the adversity, is training for the future, for those things that we are going to experience in the future. The Lord tries us and tests us. He doesn't cause all of the painful, hurtful, and terrible things that happen to us, because there's evil in the world. There's another force here. And as long as we live, we're living in a war, a spiritual war. We call it spiritual warfare. The struggle, the fight between good and evil. And the other force here, of course, is Satan. Many people don't believe in Satan. They don't believe in hell. Now, that doesn't make him or hell any less real. But so, whether you choose just to call it a fight between good and bad, good and evil, we as Christians, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, know that it's a spiritual battle. And Satan has power in this world against us. And he hates us. and he wants to destroy us because we belong to God, and he hates God. God sent his only Son, who is one with him, the Lord Jesus Christ. As Christians, we believe this. We know it to be true in our hearts. That God sent Jesus to live, to die on the cross for us, to pay the debt for our sins, to redeem us, to set us free. And he calls us no longer guilty. He calls us innocent. We are redeemed in Christ Jesus. Jesus came to save us from the wrath of God, which we incur because of our sins, because of Adam and Eve's sin. We are all born separated from God because of our sins. But Jesus came and died to pay the debt for our sins, to redeem us. But Satan knows that he can never be redeemed. So I just want to read something from one of the writings, one of the commentaries of Pastor Stanley, in which he says, Scripture tells us that character and deeds do not determine our eternal state. And we read that in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Rather, the barrier between us and a holy God is our sinful nature. We see that in Romans 5:12. Which teaches, Romans 5:12 teaches, that Adam and Eve's sin caused all mankind to begin physical life dead to spiritual things and under a sentence of judgment. No amount of good works or moral behavior can change our unholy nature, nor do bad choices make our nature worse. Without direct help from the Heavenly Father, we'd be a people without hope. We would find the entrance to heaven closed and faced everlasting separation from God. But our loving Father had a plan to deal with our corrupt nature so we could live with him for eternity. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, as our willing substitute. Jesus took our sins on himself and received the punishment we deserve. What we were helpless to do, he accomplished for us. Through faith in him, we have assurance that we will live in the presence of God forever. That's from Pastor Charles Stanley, In Touch Ministries. And that was on one of his teachings called Our Source of Hope on Titus 2. And so now I'd like to read Titus 2. If you have a Bible, I hope you'll read along with me. But in Titus 2, verses 11 through 14, I'll read now. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives, age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and you would like to receive him as Savior, I invite you to say this short prayer with me now. Lord Jesus, I trust by faith that you are the Son of God, that you are God, that you are one with him in his Holy Spirit. I acknowledge the fact that I'm a sinner and I know I cannot save myself. I trust that you are the only way to heaven. Ask you to forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins, Lord Jesus. Ask you to help me, to change me from the inside out and make me a new creation in you, Lord Christ Jesus. I trust by faith that you are God. I trust by faith that you died on the cross and paid the debt for my sins to set me free. And I want to be with you in heaven. I believe, I trust by faith that you rose again from the dead. And that by your resurrection, you give me the hope of eternal life, of being resurrected with you. I want to live with you in heaven, Lord Jesus. I want to serve you. I ask you to please send your Holy Spirit to live in my heart, to live out the Christian life through me, because I know I can't do it on my own. But in Jesus' name, thank you. If you prayed that prayer from your heart, or you meant it seriously, you can be assured that you will be with Jesus in heaven. You have the assurance that you are born again in Christ Jesus. Now what you should do, as I say always, not that you have to do anything to be saved. Salvation is a free gift from God. We're saved by grace through faith, our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the grace of God. And so, since you want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you want to serve him, we are to do good works and good deeds, not for salvation, because he gives it to us freely. But if you've asked for it, your sins, and repented of them, and ask him to live in your heart, start by joining a church that teaches the Word of God directly from the Bible. Be involved with other people who are worshiping and praising God, and do that. Read the Bible every day and do what it says. Join a Bible study where you can learn along with other people who are learning the Word of God, learning to understand it. Ask His Holy Spirit. Confess your sins every day. Pray and ask Him to send His Holy Spirit to help you understand it. Before Jesus returned to heaven after resurrecting from the dead, He said that He would send the Holy Spirit to be our teacher, our comforter, and our guide. So pray to the Lord Jesus. Pray to the Father. Pray every day. Tell Him what you need. He already knows, but He wants us to come to Him because He is our Heavenly Father and He is our provider and our protector. He provides for our every need. Not necessarily for everything that we want, but certainly for everything that we need, for food and shelter and clothing. He says, ask and seek and knock. Keep on asking and seeking and knocking for what we need and want. Most of all, we need to worship Him and praise Him and serve Him. Do our work as unto Him. Teach our children to do the same. Teach our children to know and love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. If we don't teach them in the ways of God and raise them up in the ways of God, someone else will teach them other things, and probably things that we will not like and we will not agree with. Our children, our grandchildren, are gifts, precious gifts from the Lord God Almighty. And He only lends them to us for a time, and He loves them more than we ever could. Jesus loves you, and He wants you to be with Him in heaven. Think about what you're teaching your children. I'm thinking about that now, about what I teach my children and my grandchildren, where to raise them up to know and love and serve God. And if you do not yet know Him, I pray that you will come to know the love, the peace, and the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope you join us next Thursday again at 7 p.m. When our regular show will be on at the regular time. Thank you, and may God bless you. May God bless you. Tell other people what you have learned and what the Lord does in your life. Until next time, may you be richly blessed. Remember to tell other people about the Lord Jesus. Again, that scripture reading for tonight was Titus 2, verses 11 through 14.